Welcome to all of you. If I haven't said hi to you, I hope to before the weekend's over. Really, really welcome. And I know you've made this long trip, some of you longer than others. Last year, the award went to Nebraska. This year, I'm pretty sure it goes to Florida in our front row. I'm not wrong, am I? No one wants to contend their distance award? Okay. We are so glad that you are here, because this site is the first location for our national in-person training option, not the online, but the in-person. And you are right here at the beginning. It's the second time, which is still the beginning. You're not just receiving training this weekend, you're also participating in the development of our entire training program. Your willingness to try the untried, to test the untested, and offer us feedback will be instrumental in our success. So please, not just for Florida, for all of you, thank you for being here. So, and please do offer your feedback. We take it very seriously, and we want to hear it, even if it's painful. God, we thank you for bringing us here tonight, and we ask you that while we are together this weekend, we watch over our families, keep them safe, bring them joy. And we ask your blessing for the parents who have come here this weekend, that they may grow and learn, and from each other learn to love you more. And we ask that you make us our patriarch to bless this weekend, to bless us with humility and with grace. If you'd like to pray together with me, we will pray this prayer that you see up ahead. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, save me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide me. Never permit me to be separated from you. From the evil enemy, defend me. At the hour of my death, call me, and bid me come to you, that with your saints I may praise you for everlasting ages. Amen. So, joining Catholic Schoolhouse, as we hope you all are, is a little bit like jumping on a train. It got set on the track way back in 2007. And I see a couple of you who have, you know what I mean. And it's moving fast. You got to really jump on, right? God set us on the track in 2007. And I say God because we are his accidental participants in something that I believe he had laid out way before 2007. Even before we were born, I believe he knew us. So what happened in 2007 was one very overwhelmed mom, realizing that while managing all the duties of her household and her kids who were growing up, her little people, her first and second and third graders, were being completely neglected. You guys know what I mean if you have older kids, right? You've got high school, you've got credits, you've got transcripts, you've got teenagers. Oh my, what do you do with them? You've got college, you maybe have weddings, and maybe even And you have all this urgent life and death stuff that's slipping through your fingers, and you say, it's okay, I've got time to recover with them. Until you realize that you don't, because you're only going to be nine once. And so you put them on the back burner. And I know what happens, and it happened to me. And this mom was approached by a friend who wanted to try this new thing in town. It was a Protestant group running a program based on memory work. Sounds kind of old-fashioned, but, you know, why not? So they did. And what a great experience. Those moms had their best school year ever. The year kept moving because there was new material every week, and it didn't allow us to get immersed in studying spiders for 12 straight weeks. We finished the year on time, in May. Wow. Okay? We're hooked. And then we noticed something more. We noticed that the memory process was actually doing something for our kids. The that they were recognizing things. One of our little five-year-olds saw this picture in a book and said, "Now, look, Mom, it's the founding of Rome." She said, "Wow." And they were saying, "Look, Mom, that's Da Vinci. Look, Mom, I recognize that." And they were little, and they were interacting with the culture in ways I hadn't seen before, all because of memory. And that really blew me away. But there's always a but, right? You guys will recognize the big but at the end. We were also asked by our children, "Who's St. Martin Luther? Mom, I never heard of him." What we thought was a joyful ride home became, well, that's really beautiful, but it's not exactly what we believe. And we found ourselves in this awkward position. And we had met this wonderful crew, beautiful women. They were so supportive of us, but we couldn't control the conversation. And what our kids were getting troubled us. So clearly and sadly, because we've made many, many friends, we realized this wasn't going to work. So the search began. Every possible search engine, search term, anything, on the internet, on the phone, everywhere. We need a Catholic version of this, and we need it today. Now, why don't Catholics do memory work? Where is it? Catholics have been doing classical education for 2,000 years, right? Where are they? No such luck. So in a moment of desperation that I think some of you have succumbed to, my burning desire to meet my kids' needs completely trumped sensibility. My ignorance of the scope and breadth of the project thought it was possible. And you guys are going to love this. I don't think any of you have seen this. Here we are, our very first edition. How do you like that? Isn't that top-notch? Not perfect, but it was something that would allow us to get together with other families and fulfill our kids' needs. We combounded at Office Depot. And we were ready to go. Now, we needed families. That was the next hurdle. And I think there's some of you in the crowd here that will attest to this. There were only 6 homeschool families, Catholic homeschool families, in all of York County. And only 3 were interested, us and one more. So we said, "Well, God, it's up to you." We called ourselves Joyful Learning in the beginning because we, more than anything, wanted joy, not stress, to permeate our homeschools. And that name, I think, sparked our beginning because we advertised everywhere we could think of. And lo and behold, God provides. He sent us a family that we had never met because they liked the name. And a Presbyterian minister's wife. Yeah. She ended up being our biggest fan, our biggest supporter, and both of those families still are some of our most cherished friends. And this moment is significant because it also planted firmly in Catholic schoolhouse's history and mandate from God that Catholic schoolhouse would always welcome all who wish to partake in what we have to offer. Everyone. No exclusionary language, no fake statements that allow people not to participate. That they are welcome and that we will share what we have with them. So that's it, right? We did it. End of story. You like this? This is for Tony. Woohoo! Well, no. We soon got a call from someone on the north side of Charlotte. And they said to us, "We heard a rumor. Can we come learn what you're doing? This is interesting. We've been looking for the same thing." Okay, then another inquiry comes from out of state. "We need this. Please share it." And I'm saying, we're just barely holding this little group together. How can we help? At this point, I don't even have a cell phone. I am not a technology wizard. How on earth can I possibly help people who want to be helped? Well, Lacey, many of you know Lacey, says to me, "Mom, I'm also hearing some people around the country. The Catholic world needs this. You have to share it." God says so. Nope, got my hands full. No,
3 weddings in 4 years, not the kindred type. My hands are full trying to take care of these little people. No. Mom, just because you didn't have this glass of wine, I want to make a website. 1.5 glasses of wine later, yep. That's how it began. No business plan, no resources, no crises, just wine and a miracle of faith. That year, you'll see on this slide, 4 chapters wanted to start, which completely surprised me. We worked with them one-on-one. Michelle Portland in Iowa, who many of you know, was one of them, one of those first chapters. They had to wait each quarter for the art and science to come because I was writing it as I went, using my joyful learners as guinea pigs. The year after that, 9 chapters. Oh boy, what have we done, right? And all this while, you know, I'm in frequent conversation with God. What's happening next? Where do you want this to go? You know, what can we do to help the Catholics that want this, that need this? Along comes a friend, and she says, you know, this is a really great little book you have. You saw the one with the red cover, but you need to put a cover on that book. Can I do it as a student project? And this was a homeschool friend who was a member of the Mormon Church. And seeing God work through the whole community was just beautiful. And I said, sure. She stuck with us 3 years, 3 different color covers, beautiful woman. There we are. That's the Catholic school, as you recognize, right? It's all been edited again at this point. It's been gone through by experts, upgraded from that little beginning. So, feeling pretty good. Ready, Tony? Second? We did it. We did it. Done. End of story. Let's go home. Well, no. Inquiries continue to come in. Only now they've changed tone. We now have 23 chapters. And they are saying, we really like your book. We love how it's laid out. It's easy to use. The scope and sequence that gives us a trustworthy scope that we can use to build our school around, not just through memory work. We love it. But there's no music. No. Will you make music? No. They kept clamoring. Would you please just make a few songs to go with the memory work? Catholic parents were crying out for a viable Catholic alternative to the memory program that they were seeing in their community. So I bring in my most trusted advisors, God and Tom. For those of you who don't know him, he signs his emails, the shipping guy. And he says, if God says make the music, make the music. He's ashamed to say he goes off to work every day. He wasn't going to make the music, right? Ever feel like you're being asked to do something that is way, and I mean way over your pay grade? Here it was. God, if you want this, send me the way, because I have no idea. And that night, with a glass of wine, I wildly sent out inquiries over every email system there was. There's this website called Elance, and on there you can like get freelancers or anything you want. I had used them to have some website help earlier, and I was like, I'll try that. And I saw one called Guru.com, and I just said, here you go, God. I'm just going to throw it out there, and, you know, you tell me what to do. And if no one responds, I'm off the hook. Nope, the offers started rolling in. We found our own rock star, Rick, a homeschool dad who did the history songs and added a levity and fun to our CD that we couldn't have had without him. And we found Bruce, a professional musician I couldn't possibly afford. He works for PBS, does IMAX soundtracks. And he listens and hears my story and says, Now I have to back up. His name is Bruce Zimmerman. It's not a Catholic name. And he says, you know, I'm slow right now, and it sounds kind of fun. Clearly God was working here. He was pulling some kind of strings. So off we go on this track. 3 years of music. Done.
Everyone's happy. No one's calling on the phone. They have their music.
Woohoo, right?
Done. End of story. This is good. It's complete. You guys can homeschool your kids. Everything's done. It's beautiful. Yeah, well, no. An upper level is necessary. Because most of you don't just have two kids and move on. You know, if you have two kids, they go to elementary school, then they go to high school, and you can just go somewhere else. That's not what our world looks like. We're Catholic. And we're in it for the long haul. So all of a sudden, we have this age span of families and this foundation on family unity and nothing to do with these older kids. So clearly, we need an older level. And I must tell you that at this point, we are an all-volunteer organization. We still mostly are. Any money coming in goes straight to, you know, paper to print all those drafts. And once again, I turn to God and say, if you want this, show me the way, because this is huge. And in a moment of desperation, and maybe wine, I put it out to our existing community. I just said, God, I'm just going to throw it at you, and you tell me what to do with it. So we're looking for an upper-level advisory team, and that this team would lay out how we can approach this, that we would work together and somehow make this happen. And I figured, if nothing happens, I'm off the hook, right? I thought to myself, you know, 8 people is about right. That'd be a good mix of people. And if it's 9, if every vote is an odd number, right? And do you know how many applications I got for the positions? 8. Exactly 8. These were the gifts that we needed, and I can't express clearly enough at this point how much Catholic schools belong to God. Not in the present moment of looking at the upper level, but in the future. Because God knew what I didn't know. He knew, first of all, that these women were superheroes. You're going to recognize one of them. But he also knew something else that I had no idea. He knew that 1 year later, I would get very, very sick. I was taken to the emergency room with the appearance of a stroke. At this moment, I truly believe this was the end of Catholic Schoolhouse, and maybe my life. We didn't know what was going on. It wasn't a stroke. It was a scary time, and I thought, okay, God, I did what I could do, but this is the end. Nope. God had other plans. That advisory board that he had put in place for the upper level stepped in. They referred me to other people. People came from everywhere. I don't even know to this day who they all were. Each one grabbing a piece that they could do. My 6-year-old son began taking phone calls. My 12-year-old son began shipping products. Tony got quickly promoted from advisor to guru of everything. And she just did it. She didn't have a job description. She didn't even have me to talk to most days. She just did it. She just trusted God and did it. Dean became our bookkeeper. She kept the keys and coordinated it all. And I watched God from my position where I was. And what I saw was truly amazing. It astounded me. My experience of watching him work through my weakness has completely changed me. If you ever think you have too much on your shoulders, give it to God. Just let it float. It's what I did. And he not only kept Catholic Schoolhouse going, but it expanded by leaps and bounds, and he blessed me with a new and different spirit that I am ever grateful for. We are who we are today because I got out of the way. I truly saw that in the moment where I decreased, God did everything and took it over, and we wouldn't be where we are today if I didn't. Now, next time I hope to voluntarily decrease, but, you know, I'm not a good listener, so if he has to do it, that's okay with me. So I want you all to know you have joined a true apostolate, one where God is the driver, the provider, the source and summit of everything we do. So, we're done, right? Well, no. Many of the things that you wish we could do, think about those in your head. I know you all have a list of things you wish Catholic Schoolhouse was providing for you, right? Your wish list is huge. Trust me, if God wants it, regardless of what any of us want, if God wants it, you will get it. Base Camp is here because of God's intervention. Praise God, because what a gift. There's some wrinkles right now, but what a gift. And I believe He has much more planned for us. I truly do. So, I know you're all waiting to hear what is coming. We have been asked to digitize music, make an app, better chapter support. God has provided for most of those things. Regional teams are forming a foundation for more personal support for new directors. Some of you will be asked to become new director mentors or ask us if God is calling you to serve in this way. There's a final edit of your two materials. It'll be out this fall, the last time. So everything will be permanent from them. Internal labels on the CD tracks, yay. So you don't have to retrack one track to try to figure out what's going on. The upper level that you see now is a result of miracles and prayer. Dedicated authors brought together by God are continuing to work, so that will continue year after year. God willing, next year the music will be available for download. It's being worked on. We have a pilot training in Texas in a couple of weeks. We're hoping to add another region each year. We're looking at lining up sponsors so you won't need to pay a registration fee to attend these weekends. We know how hard that is, and we know that that sometimes can be the deterrent. So if we can line up sponsors so that what we offer can be provided free to all of you, we would love to do that. Extra at-home support is in the works, beginning with the new timeline template that's in Basecamp. The hand motions will be added directly to Basecamp this year, so you'll book them in a timely manner. We have one of our timeline talents right here. Megan, raise your hand. Basecamp itself is a new way that our members can interact with each other. At-home resources may now be shared by all of you. Anyone who's a member may share them so that others can use them. And that's a 3-year dream, if you want a platform where you can share with each other. And through all this, I want you to know some of our guiding principles, because a lot of people ask, well, are you ever going to do this? You know, when are you going to come out with lesson plans for high school? That's a favorite one, right? We have some guiding principles that are guiding us, that are keeping us in. Number one, we are Catholic, and we will always be Catholic, and we will do it proudly, and we will do our best to keep Catholic culture alive in our families. So the priest once called me from Yuma, Arizona, new chapter starting there, and he was suspicious. And so I'm walking out of Mass, the wind is blowing, and he introduced himself, do you have a minute? Because everyone thinks that that phone number goes to an office with air conditioning, but it doesn't. and he said to me, I have someone who wants to use my church for your program. What do you mean when you say Catholic? Think about how would you answer that question? And at that moment, I realized I had to define what I meant by Catholic. And I said, well, it's the universal church. I said, we are humble servants striving to be in the heart of the church. Where God is leading us, period. No other agenda. Just Catholic. And he said yes. That we are larger than education. There's more going on in our classrooms than kids coming away knowing the founding of Rome. God has revealed to us, unbeknownst to us, for several years, an evangelization happening within and between our families. He wants this as our primary mission, I believe that, to share this love and keep Catholic culture alive by sharing with each other. And that's why you see us putting so much effort into supporting our chapters. Because in the chapters, the community comes together, and you are the ones doing that evangelization work for God. And you don't even know it. Just by being who you are. So just keep being who you are for everyone new who comes into your chapter. Family unity. That we will always be a place for all ages. We have explored an all-day program for older students, because people ask for that because there's another program that does that. And every survey we've sent out has soundly shot it down. We say, please don't divide my family. Please keep us together. So you spoke, and what you said was you want to go home and put your little ones to bed. So that leads me to the fourth, which is flexibility. we realize that the Catholic family has to have flexibility. And by flexibility, I mean both within your chapter and within your family. Within your family, from year to year, you know you need to be resilient. You need to roll with the punches, change your plan. If the triplets are born, it's a different school year. And when your youngest child is 5, and if that changes on an annual basis for all of you. We also know that within the chapter, you need flexibility. So we want chapters to be able to add things that families in their area need, because every unique geographical area has a new need. So that means you can add afternoon add-ons. And if your area has 14 kids that want to take biology, that someone can come teach that in the afternoon, and you can provide that without disturbing that unity in the core, where the morning is family-oriented and the whole family's there. So, there we are. We're done. Well, no. I believe that all of this process is expressing the reality that God is still working on all of us as we work out our salvation with Him. And you won't be done homeschooling. We won't be done with Catholic Schoolhouse until we're done. And I hope that that happens when we are seeing Christ in the face. So, thank you very much. And if you would pray with me, let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my intellect, and my entire will. All that I have is yours. You have given it to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.